If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yo, we are recording.
Hello.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, after a week of dancing. We went to Ibiza.
Yeah, I mean, we couldn't record. That's how much dancing we were doing.
Yeah, I know. It would have been quite funny recording a podcast while dancing, especially the way
we were dancing.
You dance. Yeah.
I mean, I suppose we could recommend
two
nightclubs.
It's on my list. And the hotel.
Oh my God, the hotel was so good.
We've got stuff to recommend from Ibiza. If anyone's going to Ibiza on holiday or thinking about going to Ibiza on holiday, you know, we've got a few things covered for you there. And we've missed you, obviously.
I mean, it was weird.
Not recording it.
Not recording on a week when, you know, normally we would be. In the holidays, I feel like, okay, we always take holidays off, but that felt weird.
It did feel a bit weird. Felt a bit guilty.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? I kept thinking, as I was led there in the sun,
trunks. Should we just quickly do something now?
Yeah, I was rubbing sun cream all over my body. I was thinking,
that was me.
We shouldn't be doing that. Yeah.
Frisky.
Did I see? I saw Jason's girlfriend rubbing sun cream into Pip at one point.
Oh, I saw that too.
Yeah, and I thought, oh, that's interesting. They've only just met and she's rubbing sun cream on his naked body. Interesting. I wouldn't have felt comfortable with that.
What, with me rubbing?
No, with if somebody else's wife who I'd only just met started rubbing cream into my body
my
in front of
body.
You. You know, while I was mildly aroused. I'd feel weird about that.
While you were mildly... What?
That was a joke.
I know.
But we had a really good time. There was eight of us that went to Ibiza. We had a WhatsApp group called 8 Go Mad in Ibiza, which was a little play on the Comic Strip Presents, I think.
Yeah.
Was it 5 Go Mad in Dorset?
Yeah.
Something like that.
That was a very good memory.
Yeah. Well, I loved the Comic Strip Presents. I think it was one of the very first things ever on Channel 4, Comics Represents, on the opening night.
How was it?
2nd of November 1982, Channel 4 launched. And one of the first programmes on was the Comics Represents. Dawn French told me that. It's good, isn't it?
That's very good.
Good bit of trivia for you.
Fistful of Traveller's Checks was probably my all-time favourite.
Yeah, it's very good, that, wasn't it? Yeah. Hotel Bastardo.
What football team do you support?
Is it Watford?
Watford can't play to save their lives, amigo.
Very good. We've been sent lots of good things this week. There's a couple of things I'm going to mention. We did Celebrity Gogglebox.
Yeah. We can highly recommend that.
But what was interesting about it is that something I mentioned on Celebrity Gogglebox has found its way onto the podcast. I talked about flavoured crisp dust.
Oh, you've got to start with this.
Hey, I'm going to,
This is the greatest thing, I think, that has happened to us. Am I right in saying this is the greatest thing that's happened to us since we've started recording this podcast?
It's really good, yeah. It's pretty good.
It's unfreaking believable. You, this is akin to me manifesting My Mum, Your Dad, my dating show. This is, you've basically manifested what you wanted. You talked about it on Gogglebox and it came to you.
It came to me, yeah. So I've had this idea for ages, like years.
Tell these people that, like,
it was my idea.
It was your idea.
I own the IP.
They basically stole it off you, but they actually did it, you didn't.
There's a brilliant bit in a Stuart Lee gig where he talks about, do you remember, Give It To Me Straight, like a pair that's made from
oh my
pairs,
God, you know? I love that.
And he pretends it's a saying that they've made up and that Magnus have stolen it. And then he says, I'm not mad, you know. I'm not one of those people who drew a robot in 1976 and Star Wars came out, you know. But this is one of those things where I've been talking about flavoured crisp dust in pots that you could season all sorts of foods with, like salt and vinegar chicken or cheese and onion chips or, you know.
For as long as I've known you, you've talked about it the whole time.
I remember it as a kid when I would
even
get...
Even before we got together.
When I got a bag of salt and shake, I used to think, why is there not... Now, I do remember there was something called Flavour and Shake. Smith's, that owned Salt and Shake back in the 80s, brought out cheese and onion shake, salt and vinegar shake, tomato ketchup shake. So they had these little sachets of salt and vinegar that you could put in the crisps. That wasn't what I was talking about.
No.
I was talking about buying the powder that you could put on anything, not just a sachet and a bag of crisps. Loads of people on Twitter said, they've already done this, Michael, you idiot. Here's some pictures of it. And I was like, God, it's
savage,
I know about all that because I bought them all.
Savage.
Yes, really savage Twitter.
Yeah.
You're having a nice time on Twitter, aren't you?
I'm having a lovely time on Twitter at the moment.
It's hilarious.
It's great.
So, you know, I got back to them lot and attacked them properly on Twitter like you're supposed to do, you know, and put lots of hate their way, you know, very aggressively put them down. Ridiculed them.
I just want to say, we all know that you didn't,
I didn't do that.
Because
no.
We know who you are.
Yeah, yeah. But
we love you.
That's how you're supposed to speak to people on Twitter, isn't
it? Yeah,
With hate.
Yeah. I don't.
So anyway.
Yes.
I talked about this on Gogglebox, how I wanted pots of the powder, not sachets. And then like a handful of people said, there is a company called Spuddos. And they make their own plain crisps. And then they make sachets and bottles of seasoning to put on the crisps.
Can I tell you that my favourite thing is their byline?
Yeah, go on.
Spud dust.
That's fucking...
Hashtag spud dust.
Good. I said fuck that.
Spuddos. I mean, it's worthy of a fuck.
It is fucking great.
Oh, it's fucking great. Spuddos spud dust.
So I remember watching...
I can't stop saying it.
Yeah. Watch People Just Do Nothing. Remember People Just Do Nothing, Corrupt FM and all that?
Wait.
They did peanut dust.
I love that. Yes, they did.
Chubby, Chabadiji's peanut dust. And I remember thinking,
I want
like,
some.
Dry roasted peanut dust.
Shut the front door.
I just love that. So,
do you remember, didn't they do, what did they do with peanut dust? Was it Five
patty
Guys?
And bun. No, Patty and
patty
Bun.
Patty and Bun.
Downstairs, you could get the peanut dust to put on your chips. Anyway, so it's kind of a play on that, really. So they've sent us, a huge box, like an ice cream tub. Of plain crisps.
If you don't follow us on Making the Cut Podcast Instagram, it's called Making the Cut Podcast on Instagram. We are going to post photographs of it and put them on the main page.
Yes.
Because this whole setup is something to behold. It's a joy of joys.
It is why this podcast exists.
You're so right.
It's to spread the word of like
Spuddos.
Products and services
Spud-dust.
That more people need to know about. Who you like? Go on.
Spud dust.
It's just 1D, spud dust.
Spud dust.
Not spud dust.
Spud dust.
Spud dust.
Spud dust.
Spuddos is the name of the company, and they make spud dust. Now, they come in six flavours. The only one I was really mega interested in is salt
vinegar.
Salt vinegar.
I love salt vinegar, right? But
I love
is there another one that you love as well?
Prawn cocktail.
Oh,
prawn
really?
Really good.
Chester was really excited about prawn cocktail, wasn't he?
And, weirdly, they do doner kebab flavour.
What did you put that on? Did you put that on our chicken?
Yeah.
It was really nice, that chicken.
We spit roasted a chicken yesterday on the barbie and I covered it in olive oil.
What did we do?
Spit roasted. We spit roasted a chicken. I've got a rotisserie thing for the barbecue. By the way, if you've got a barbecue that can have a rotisserie on it, go to Amazon or eBay and buy a rotisserie for it. You will not regret
it. But what I don't understand, Michael...
Yeah.
Is haven't you built rotisserie things on barbecues before that didn't have one?
Most barbecues, they've got a hood, have got some holes on either side, left and right, that can house some kind of rotisserie machine and then the bar that goes through the chicken that goes into the machine that rotates it. Finding the correct one for your barbecue can be a bit tricky, so I had to modify two or three older barbecues.
Can I just tell you something?
Yeah.
Sexy.
You like modification, don't you?
I do. It's so attractive. You just doing anything.
Yeah, okay, great. Well, I'll just keep doing stuff.
Do it.
But I've got the... I can't remember what the barbecue is. I'm going to have to think about that. Can you remember? A Whistler. It's a Whistler barbecue. It's a four-burner Whistler.
Oh, with a back... joy in your face just then.
It's fucking menopause again. I tell him all over the shop. And it's got this back burner on. So you turn all the other burners off. It has the back burner on it. And you can rotisserie anything on there. Like I've done pork, lamb, chicken, beef, the lot.
Yeah.
Or you can do three or four in one go. One chicken, one lamb. Oh, oosh. It's amazing. Anyway, I dusted the whole chicken with doner kebab on one side and smoky bacon on the other.
Oh, what?
I split the chicken in two and seasoned it with two different spud dusts.
I wonder when Tim Spector is talking about herbs and spices, eat a variety of herbs and spices if he's talking about spud dust.
Yeah, if you use the doner kebab, it's very good for the gut microbiome. I don't. You've probably never had a doner kebab, have you? Have you?
No, I've had a doner kebab, but I was, you know,
try that.
14.
Don't breathe it in, by the way, because it's very dusty. It tastes like doner kebab.
Oh my god!
It really does, doesn't it?
Oh my god! It. Oh my god! That's lovely.
It's really nice, wow. Isn't it?
But explain the concept about.
So the concept is you get a huge tub of crisps. They're plain crisps now.
I was worried that they were going to go off.
Yeah.
But so they're in an airtight container. Yeah.
And in fairness, they're kettle crisps. Like, they're quite thick and chunky.
He doesn't like kettle.
I like a thin, cheap crisp.
He likes a thin, cheap crisp.
Having said that, I'm going to forgive all that because the fact that you can flavour them the way you like, or you can combination them.
And what you do is you decant a little bag into a bag, a Spuddo's shake bag.
You get a handful.
You get, yeah.
Chuck them in.
Yeah.
And then dust them, and then...
shake the bag.
Give them a shake, and then bang, sit down to a movie.
And put the lid back on, and then the rest of your crisps don't go off. It is the greatest thing we have ever... It's up there with the Xylus chopper.
Yes, I think it is, and tile.
And the tile.
So the big thing, really, was the fact that you don't just have to put them on crisps.
This is a hero product.
You put them on chips. There's another one. There's chip chop curry flavour, which is like the chicken katsu curry from Wagamama's. That's really good. Wagamama's. They've got a cheese and onion. They've got a bacon one.
Cheese and onion?
Yeah.
Let me try.
Oh, do you like cheese and onion?
I am cheese and onion. Oh, my God. That is as bad as saying, how do you take your tea?
Is it?
Yes, you know I'm cheese and onion.
There is no cheese and onion crisps
in our
house,
ever. No, I don't want
ever.
To eat crisps ever. That's why I don't get any that I like.
You do. You want to eat crisps.
Yeah, so I...
Yeah.
Oh, my... Oh, no. Yeah. Life over.
It really is. It deadly, that one. Let me have a little go
oh
on the cheese.
Oh, my God, it's so good.
God, yeah, it is good, isn't it?
I can't get over it, honestly. And then each member of your family can have... their own flavoured crisps. And there is something about when you make your own bag of crisps that is much better than buying a pack.
I know what's going to happen.
What?
I'm going to get my perfect combination flavour together. I'm going to sit down to watch whatever it is. And I'm going to see your hand reach across and I'll be like, get out.
Off.
Get
my
your own Spuddos.
Spuddos.
It's a brilliant recommendation. I'm not quite sure. Have I got the information about where you go? Have they got a website or something? First of all, they're definitely on Instagram. So they are called Spuddos_crisps on Instagram. They've only got 3,871 followers, which is...
No, that's bad. I'm following now.
You've got to up that. I'm already following.
Spuddos crisps.
Let me just have a little look at their
business
website.
Chat. Profile. Follow.
Oh, so you can do a subscription.
We've got to subscribe.
You can get a gift card for people, so that's quite good, isn't it? They've got a sustainability section, they've got a stockist section, wholesale, so if you're a shop or something like that, and you might want to do
that.
Oh, you
can get massive bags of it to refill.
But I still can't find the website address, because they've got a Linktree thing.
Do you want me to look them up?
Yes, could you have a little look? Because... Mm-hmm. Oh, spuddos.com. So Spuddos. Spuddos.
Oh, suddenly you're making them very Spanish.
Oh, yeah, the Spuddos.
It's Spuddos.
There is a little 20% discount, I think, at the moment when you order.
Spuddust.
Yeah?
I love it.
You love it. But I would recommend that you get a big salt and vinegar if you like salt and vinegary things. Because, God, it's so good, the salt. Me and Chester have ploughed through...
Have you?
...like a third of the jar already.
Really?
Yeah. When we made some chips the other day, we covered it in the salt and vinegar spud dust, and then you don't need actual vinegar, so the chips don't go wet.
Oh, I see, okay.
Crunchy, you know, but you still get all the flavour. Well done, Spuddos.
Well done, Spuddos. I love spud dust. This is amazing.
Yeah.
right.
Okay, I'll stop eating.
My turn.
Yep, do it.
I want to talk to you very quickly about jury duty. I have been watching this with Chester. It's a comedy. It rates 8.3 on IMDb. And it is a series of, I'm not sure how many eps, but it is absolutely brilliant. Have you heard of an actor called James Marsden? This guy. He was in Tangled. He was in, I mean, he's in...
The Notebook.
Yes, he is in The Notebook. He's the other guy in The Notebook. Yes, yes, yes. I completely forget about him every time. Even he talks about it in the actual show, which is quite funny. He is in it as a juror, so that it's the Truman Show, basically. Everybody is an actor in this show except for one juror. And one juror...
Believes
he's on an actual jury, and they're doing a documentary about jury service. So they interview him with the actors, they interview him on his own, they film everything. It is so, he is such a nice guy.
He's really nice. He's very well cast.
You like him so much. When he's interviewed about being made foreman, he's made foreman at one point.
Oh, I've not seen that.
And he goes, I'm not surprised I was made foreman. This kind of thing happens to me all the time. People see me and I think they feel that they know that I'm a safe pair of hands. I was thinking, oh, bless you. You have really risen to this job. But one of the funniest things was, you know how they put trivia on IMDb? It says that the guy that plays himself, who was just too cute, Ronald Gladden. Ronald said, towards the end, when I really... truly did believe that that's who James was, because James Marsden behaves like such a dick actor, such a cocky, kind of flaky, arrogant, self-obsessed actor. And he said, I really truly did believe that that's who James was. I was absolutely heartbroken. And then when I realised after that that was not who he was, I was just so relieved, because he did an interview for GQ magazine. It originally came out on the 7th of April 2023. So actually in America, I feel like I'm quite late to it. But thank God Chester told me to watch, because there are loads of really, really good actors in there. And you think... why have I not seen you before? Because you are so funny. I think there is a guy in it called Ben Seawood who I felt like I recognised.
Okay.
There are a couple of people. There's one guy from Curb Your Enthusiasm who Chester recognised.
Oh, really?
But that Ronald didn't recognise anybody.
Anybody, okay.
And
I thought the judge is very good as well.
He's so good. Yeah. And we haven't given anything away because the first episode, the opening gambit, it says... that everybody's an actor except for Ronald, but it's brilliant.
I watched episode one when you were out on your bike ride.
Oh, yeah.
The other day, yes. So I really enjoyed it. I thought it was very, very well made, and I was completely hooked by the whole premise. There is very few original formats that come about these days.
Totally.
This is one of them that I think should get probably syndicated around the world. We could make a brilliant version of it here.
Oh, God, it would be funny.
In the UK. And, I thought it was absolutely top class. Yeah, good.
Very quickly, can I run on to something else?
Yeah,
do you mind?
No, no,
Ted Lasso, which you haven't quite got into this series. I'm watching...
Sorry, I wasn't going to eat any crisps in it. Jesus. Get them away.
Ted Lasso, I'm watching series 3 and it's absolutely brilliant. I have to say series 2 I felt wasn't as good as series 1.
I stopped.
And I feel like series 3 is way better than series 2. And what's interesting is that maybe if series 2 had been absolutely incredible, this one wouldn't have made such a big impact. There's Hannah Waddingham in this series is incredible, and so is, and I always forget her name. I'm going to look up Ted Lasso.
So a friend of mine does Hannah Waddingham's hair.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's who is that?
Well, he was that guy, Lewis, who was on the TV commercial we worked on the other day with JD.
Oh, yes,
the big tall
hairdresser. Yes, he's great.
He's her hairdresser.
Oh, she's so good.
And he just said nothing but amazingly wonderful, nice things about her and just said how bloody lovely she was.
Yeah, so, I mean, she is just one of the nicest. She seems like a genuinely just lovely, lovely person. And the actors in it are brilliant. I love Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah, yeah. Great,
and also Jeremy Swift, who is Higgins. Mm-hmm. You know, her sort of sidekick at the... And Juno Temple, that's it, Keeley.
Yeah, yeah.
She's amazing. But anyway, we got talking. Mm-hmm. So watch it. Even if you didn't particularly get into Series 2, please reinvest. You don't need to know what happened in Series 2. Mm-hmm. You might be a bit confused at the beginning of Series 3, but as it goes on, it all plays out.
So I listen to Chris Evans in the morning sometimes on Virgin Radio, and they have all been completely engrossed, you know, his team or whatever it is. The
in Ted Lasso.
In Ted Lasso. And then they all watched the season finale and then had a kind of Ted Lasso episode, if you like, on Virgin Breakfast Radio.
Oh, where they did nothing.
Yeah, just recently, when it finished. Yeah, yeah.
Because we're on the penultimate, and Chester and I are going to watch the final episode tonight.
Yes, exactly.
And I was sobbing last
night. Yeah, well, they said it was just a brilliant... Series finale.
Because
I think it's the end. But it was... I thought, oh, yeah, it sounds good. The way that they were all just raving about the whole package, I was thinking, I should really watch this.
What I love is the way that Ted Lasso makes you laugh at the ridiculousness of it. It's a fantastic export for around the world to show you British comedy and humour and what makes us laugh and the ridiculousness of us and how I think when you emigrate to another country, the thing that you miss about us are our weird little idiosyncrasies that make us truly British.
Mm.
It's such a good export for that, I think. But it's one of the really huge characters in it is a guy called Nick Mohammed. And I was talking to somebody about it today, and they went, you know, he's an amazing magician. I was like, what? And they said, he's the most fantastic magician. And he's doing a show, and it's really amazing. And you should, like, go and see his show. So I was thinking, show me what you mean. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I found this. We can maybe put this on stories or something.
Video contains strong
language. I've always been sort of fascinated by how to improve your memory, and in particular in terms of like learning like lists of information. So what I've done is to memorise the Wagamama menu. So you should all have a menu, I think. So basically, I memorise the number that they've put against each dish. I know the price of everything. I know whether it's veggie or vegan. There's even a little symbol for anything that may contain shells or small bones. Oh my God, of what? Who cares? It's Wagamama. You to start, so I want you to just name any side dish at all. Go for it.
Bang bang cauliflower.
110.
Yeah,
is that right? Yeah, because I memorized the menu, that's why. Stop going on about it. Right, Alan, name any main dish that you would get. Any main dish at all, go for it.
Okay, Shiradashi ramen.
31, is that right?
That's right.
Yeah, is that how you pronounce it? It's kind of like fusion language sometimes, isn't it? That's a problem. And just to let you know, by the way, the food can arrive at any time. What is that about? Seriously? Have you ordered a Wagamama from Deliveroo? About 10 bites to shoot out in 15 different directions. No one even knows what day it is. What I would like you to do, I want you to choose any three dishes. I want you to add up the price of those three dishes, okay?
Okay.
So you haven't got too long. You've got the amount of time that it takes for me to sing that bit from Phantom of the Opera where Christine Daae first returns from having visited the Phantom's lair. And we'll just hear everyone's different reactions to that. Miss Daae has returned. I trust her midnight oil is well and truly burned.
Where precisely is she now?
I thought it best, but she went home. She needed rest.
May I see her? No,
monsieur, she will see no one. Will she sing? Will she sing? Here I have a note. Let me see it. Please, that's all you're getting. Right, no.
I've got a feeling something amazing is just about to happen.
Total price, yes or no? Don't tell me what it is, but have you got a total price?
Yes.
Right, can you just tell me what it was that you ordered?
Seared Newark Cham Tuna.
Oh, seared Nock Tuna, yeah. 67.
Edamame.
Yeah, 103, yes, okay.
And shiitake donburi.
Shiitake donburi. Square root that. Have you got it?
I would one do that.
That's it.
A tick of an attitude.
Yeah.
And we've done it.
It'll be about 5.6895-ish or something like that. Is that right?
Yes. So he does this. Mm. I can't decide. Is that his voice?
Yes, I can't decide either whether he's acting there or not. I mean, he's acting in Ted Lasso, but I didn't know whether...
I need to just quickly go back and see if...
Hello, my name is Nick Mohammed, and I'm the author of The Young Magicians and The Thieves' Almanac, and I'm going to take you through a little trick known as the three card
I think maybe this would be better.
Imagine, he just uses one, two, three cards.
He does magic, he's a bit of a comedian, he's... Well,
he's a performer by the looks of things.
He's a performer, and what I like about this, if you're a massive Ted Lasso fan, you can go and see him. Mm-hmm. He's got some gigs going on in the West End of London in September.
Has he?
Yes.
Are we going?
Yes. I just bought some tickets tonight.
Great. And what date shall we...
You can I've sent you an invite.
Send me an invite.
I've done
lovely.
It. I've done it.
I love the calendar invite. You know, it's the only way I can stay on top of things.
How's the reminders going?
I'm looking at... Look at that. I'm looking at reminders as we speak.
So good.
Okay, staying on... well, I'll tell you what. Let's just briefly talk about where we went to in Ibiza, because I think we can do that. We've done a bit of telly. I've got
telly
to talk about. So we went to Ibiza the other day and we stayed at a hotel called Oku.
O-K-U.
Oku.
I can't recommend them high enough.
It's kind of in the northwest of the island, so it's not far from San Antonio, but it's not a San Antonio
hotel. It's not in San Antonio.
Hotel. But it's up that way. So you're about 25 minutes from the airport, which is pretty nice. The hotel itself was brilliant. There's an adult part of the hotel and there's a family part of the hotel. Breakfast and lunch is served in one area, and then there's a fancy restaurant that's also part of the hotel for the evening. So go on.
I've got to quickly say that what's nice about the adult part of the hotel is that they have a DJ and it's quite loud and the loud music, and it's all very cool. And the kids' pool also has a bit of music. You can hear it from the adults' pool, but the kids can make as much noise as they like. You don't feel guilty. Everybody can splash about. And both pools are enormous.
Yes.
And there is a third pool for rooms. They're called swim-up rooms.
Yeah, yeah, the swim-up rooms.
And there
rooms,
may be seven or eight rooms on a swimming pool that you can... You've got your own private swimming pool, basically, between eight people.
And we shared a kind of large apartment there that had eight bedrooms, four bedrooms, but it could sleep eight.
Yeah.
So there was eight of us that went there. So if there's a gang of you going, then you could potentially take
this whole
place where eight of you can sleep. That has its own private pool and the kind of terrace and all that kind of stuff. It was such a great place.
So fun. Should we tell them about the amazing thing they did for us?
The hotel?
Yes.
You tell them.
Okay, so Michael and I, this is a recommendation that it isn't something, it's not a brand. It's a recommendation of what you basically should do in life.
Oh, yeah.
So we love a disco light, not just for discos. So we've discussed our New Year's Eve parties and stuff where you just pull out one of those cheap Amazon lights with the whirring...
Yeah, disco ball thing, yeah.
Disco balls. It makes an enormous difference to any room and it can turn any room into a party.
Yeah.
But also, they are amazing in the bedroom. Well, they are.
Let's be honest. Yes.
It's like really fun
when
you put the light on and
it creates
an atmosphere.
Yeah.
Whoosh, amazing, what a laugh. And I'm not just talking, to any journalists out there about hanky-panky.
Yeah.
I'm talking about if you're getting ready to go out. It's like it creates a brilliant kind of
feel-good thing.
Anyway, normally what we do is we take plug-in kind of USB lights, laser lights that you just plug into kind of a socket and they create like some lights around the room. And we forgot them this time. Yeah. I don't know what happened to us.
Oh,
we packed really badly.
I have a drawer at home in my bedroom and in the drawer is everything I need
to
go abroad.
Did you forget about the drawer?
I completely forgot about the drawer. So it's got like, for instance, what's in there is a Bluetooth speaker, a neck pillow, European American adapters.
Yeah, you didn't take any of that.
Disco lights.
Yeah.
Mozzie repellent.
Nothing.
The whole drawer is just full of stuff you need when you go somewhere. I've just fucking forgot it exists. We landed in Ibiza, I was like, the drawer!
So, you know, like disco lights anyway are important, but when you're in Ibiza,
they are necessary.
So we went to the reception and we said, look, this is a bit mad, but is there any way that you could find a some sort of a disco light, and it took me ages to kind of explain
what
I meant by a disco light, because I think at the beginning they were thinking some kind of nightclub structure, and I was like, no, like this big, like a tiny little disco ball. Anyway, on our second night, we came back, and suddenly there was a galaxy being projected onto the ceiling of our room, and I was like, Oh my God.
Yeah. They pulled it out the back.
I called them and I was like, I thanked them every single day, morning and night, for the disco ball. I was like, I love you guys so much. This has made such a difference to our holiday. And then on the final day, she said, we've checked your room and everything. We can't find the disco ball. And I thought they were going to add it to our bill. So I said, oh my God, I'm so, so sorry. I thought you were just going to add it to the bill. Mm. But absolutely, of course, please will you let me know how much it is, because we would love to buy it. Mm. And she then sent me a message back saying, you've been so fun to have. We would like to gift it to you.
Aww, that's
so
great, isn't it?
I was really touched by that. Mm. So yes, we got a disco ball.
But the hotel is great. I'd go and stay back there in a heartbeat.
Great food.
Food was really good.
Oh, my God, the sandwich.
The chicken katsu sandwich.
Ugh.
Oh, my goodness, it was great. And then, weirdly, we met some friends out there that I knew who live in California, and they just randomly booked into the same hotel as us.
So
they were there
as
well. So we were like, oh, my God, you're here.
And they had performance afternoons around the pool. They had a DJ every afternoon going into the evening. Music stopped at midnight. The rooms were amazing.
Yeah, they were, weren't they?
All the rooms, you know, just the sort of normal single rooms were absolutely fantastic.
Then the other thing we did is we went to Pike's.
Very quickly before we go,
yeah.
I want to quickly tell you that Oku is okuhotels.com. O-K-U. Hotels.com. Even if you never go stay, just have a look at the website. It's so, it's so lovely.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
So we went to Pike's on day one. Pike's, some of you might know, was famous. It was owned by a guy called Tony Pike, I think probably in the 70s, I reckon, by the looks of things.
Mm.
He was extremely well-connected and threw lots and lots of very famous or infamous parties at Pike's. Freddie Mercury once lived, I think, at Pike's for a while, and you can kind of party in his old bedroom.
Well, that's where the nightclub is.
Yeah, the nightclub's in his old bedroom. And then I'm sure it's not his actual old bed, but there's a bed actually in the nightclub.
I think it is.
Is that his bed?
I think it is.
And he was notorious for having a wonderful sex life.
Tell them about the photograph that we took of our friends on the bed. You know,
I'm on the bed with Phil.
Oh, you're on the bed with Phil.
So me and Phil got on the bed for a couple.
You know, this is Freddie Mercury's bed.
So we made Jason's taking a photo of us. And there were two girls led on the bed next to us. Is this what you're talking about?
Yeah, doing their own
photo. Doing their own photo. But unbeknown to us, when Jason had taken the picture and we had a look at it, a girl, skirts ridden up over her bum.
She didn't have any
pants
on.
And she's no knickers on. We got a right full eyeful of the all the bits and pieces.
Double delete.
Yeah, we just cropped it out, obviously, you know. But it's very funny because me and Phil are grinning from ear to ear going, we're on Freddie Mercury's bed. I didn't realise Jason's really laughing. And he says, you're going to love these pictures, lad, you know. Bush. I'm like, what? Anyway, Pike's is good. It was also very famous for the Club Tropicana video of Wham, which you'll remember. Club Tropicana drinks are free. One of the great jokes, obviously, when you go to Pike's is you can go to the bar and you can order a Club Tropicana. It's not free, by the way. That's what you all say. You go, I thought they were free. And I go, yeah, very funny, you know. But the swimming pool's there that George Michael falls off his Lilo into and all the rest of it. But it's got a real good, fun kind of vibe about it. We're going to go again in an afternoon because we thought perhaps an afternoon might be a bit more hippy-dippy.
Yeah, we've booked
it was a bit
it,
more
dancey
in the evening. Yeah, it's really good fun. And then on the final night, we went to High Ibiza, which I read somewhere is the world's greatest nightclub. Did you read that?
Where?
I can't remember. Somewhere on a review website or whatever, they were rating the greatest nightclubs in the world, and High Ibiza was the best nightclub in the world.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah. Maybe I heard that from you.
Okay, it is pretty amazing.
I have got to say, in terms of aesthetics and sound
and facilities,
I thought the sound is very, very hard to fill a club like that and to make the sound sound good everywhere you go. Mm. So, firstly, the sound was amazing. I thought the people at Pikes and the people at High, I don't know whether it's just Ibiza, were so nice. Like everybody
fun,
we met.
Yeah.
We met this Spanish guy who was standing, who had a kind of group party next to us.
Yeah.
This was the friendly, he had no idea who I was, who were, but we were so smiley and we kept smiling at him. He was just like us. Well, he was trying to give me tequila all night. That was so funny. And you kept going, she doesn't drink.
Yeah.
I was like, don't
I'll have
give
it.
Yeah. You know, he was really fun. He made our night.
Yeah.
The music was funny, but you did make me laugh a bit.
Yeah, I mean, I was joking about it.
But it was funny because Michael went, they've been playing the same song for 5 hours and they changed DJ and they still played the same song.
We watched the Martinez brothers. So there was a DJ on first and then they came on. And I was a bit like, after about an hour, I thought, has the Martinez brothers come on? Because this is the same song I heard 2 hours ago. Dum, 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 dum.
And then it drops.
It was very, very funny, but I'd highly recommend going there. I think you have to pre-book. It's a good idea. You could get tickets on the night.
You can get tickets on the night.
But if there's a gang of you and you can buy yourself a little table, you get a little area to yourself and you get someone who can serve you drinks and stuff
like that.
But it's only
worth it if there's like 10 of you.
Yeah, and you can all chip in.
You can all chip in because you have a minimum spend.
Mm.
And I think the cheapest is like 200 quid each for
10
people.
It's
a lot.
It's about 2 grand.
It's a lot.
You know, a couple of cocktails there is like 40, 50 quid anyway.
Yeah.
So you plough through that money, no bother.
I mean, it's sort of once
once
a holiday, if it's a special occasion thing. Otherwise, being down on the floor...
Yeah, it would be good fun.
...would be freaking amazing. Yeah.
Anyway, it was the whole trip to Ibiza was great. And on the... Well, what's that restaurant we went to? El Chiringuito?
El Chiringuito.
El Chiringuito.
I think El Chiringuito
at
in...
At Salinas Beach, it was.
It means beach bar in Spanish.
There's two of them in Ibiza, so we went to the one at Salinas Beach. But we'd been there before as well last year, and it's really good. It's a great place to go for lunch. Book it for about 2-3 o'clock and spend the afternoon there. It's really good. Very
Chiringuito
good.
Means temporary open air bar. And snack bar, commonly on the beach in summer.
Okay, very nice. Okay, so I've got something for you.
Yep.
You haven't watched this?
Nope.
Coming home from Ibiza, I downloaded some things to watch on the flight.
Oh, I am so excited to hear what you think, and I'm so excited to watch it.
Okay, good. So, not that long ago, we bumped into Stuart Lee in Soho, and we were like, oh my God, it's Stuart Lee. It's very handy being with you when I see somebody that I really want to talk to because you just go, Stuart, hi, it's Davina. And I think, oh my God. You know? And he's like, oh, hi, Davina. You know, and then you were having a chat and I was like, oh my God, is Stuart Lee like my biggest hero ever? Anyway, he told us about his wife who'd made a sitcom about the menopause and Stuart was talking to you a little bit about that. And I thought, oh, that'll be interesting. His wife's a stand-up comedian. But I'd never seen her perform or anything like that, although I heard she was very good. And because he's such a kind of accomplished comedian as well, I was thinking, well,
I'd heard lots of really good things.
She must be really good.
And one of our menopause documentaries, we wanted to talk to her because she was already doing stand-up around the menopause.
Mm. But your dad had sadly passed away, I think.
Yes.
And you couldn't do the interview with her. I was really sad that you didn't get to meet
her
because I would have really liked to see how you found her. Her sitcom has finally found its way onto Channel 4 and it's called The Change. and she plays herself, I guess. She doesn't play Bridget Christie, but she plays, I guess, a version of herself, who is married with kids and is deciding that her life just has, for some weird reason, taken a turn, and she can't really get to the bottom of why that is. It looks to me like she's probably about 46, 47, and she's obviously going through the change. But there's a very interesting scene in... Because I thought, okay, so I know all the menopause clichés, hot flushes and all the rest, and brain fog and all that, going to the doctors, them prescribing you with depression, and I'm not trivialising any of that, but it's just like I could easily predict where a sitcom could move. Anyway, she didn't do all of those clichés.
Yeah, she didn't follow the clichés. Yeah,
and I thought, oh, this is good, because now I don't really know what to expect. It's not what I thought it was going to be. It's something more sophisticated than that. There's a great bit where she goes to see the doctor, and she says, oh, I just can't think of the, I can't think of the word. And he says, how old are you? And he says, I think you're going through the menopause, And I thought, oh, they've not done the depression thing, He's actually accurately describing
what he's got. And he knows what it is, and he knows what to do about it.
She, very interestingly, is just angry about the fact that he is telling her this, which is also not a classic cliche, And I thought, oh, this is interesting. She's just a bit frustrated by the idea that he's suggesting this, Anyway, she decides to ditch her family and her husband and run off to the forest for a while to go and live as a kind of hermit to try and find herself. Kind of, yeah. The husband's a bit...
Shirley Valentine. Kind
of, yeah, a little bit, yeah. Mm. Husband's a bit useless and a bit daft, There's some very funny... He's played by Omar Jalili, who's a very kind of funny comedy actor. Yeah. Jerome Russell,
Flynn.
Is it? Jerome Flynn. Jerome Russell's a hairdresser. Mm-hmm. Jerome Flynn. Let me just get it up on IMDb, because I just had a quick fling through it. So it's Bridget Christie, who you'll know, Omar Jalili. Jim Howick is in it, who plays Gerard in Peep Show, who I really, really like. Paul Whitehouse has got quite a big part in it. Lisa Tarbuck's got a big part in it as well.
So I love Lisa Tarbuck.
The cast is really good in it. And considering I think Bridget Christie's not an actor as such, she's brilliant in it, I think. She plays a character called Linda. It says here, sharp comedy series following 50-year-old Linda as she goes through the menopause. I'm on episode 4 at the moment, and I'm just really enjoying it. I would say that it's a very gentle, light comedy drama, is how I would best describe it. It's not laugh out loud funny necessarily, although there are very big funny moments in it.
And are there heartfelt, like painful moments in it too?
Absolutely,
yes. So it's quite poignant and
it's got all the pathos that you expect from that.
Yes.
It would make you cry and then make you laugh a little
bit.
There are some very funny jokes like about the menopause which I think you'll really laugh at.
Yeah,
there's
great.
A bit where they're saying you want to get on the HRT, and this the woman who's in it, let me just find who she is, because she's also in... My Country, with Daisy Cooper.
Yes.
She's called Ashley Maguire. She plays Bernadette. She's like in Our Country, I think it is. She's the one who's always fucking swearing and all that kind of stuff. She gets up and she says, we can't get any HRT. They've sold out everywhere. She's like, otherwise we'd have it, So there's a really funny kind of line where they're at a kind of council meeting, with the whole town there, and she's brilliant in it. Anyway, I think you're going to really enjoy it. It's 8.1 on IMDb. I think there's
six. That's amazing.
It's pretty good, isn't it? Looks like there's 6 episodes in it. They're 30 minutes long. So
yeah, I'm definitely going to start watching that.
I'm going to maybe polish that off tonight when you're watching
Ted Lasso final.
I might polish that off. And then the other thing I just want to re-mention is Beef.
Oh my God.
Because I had recommended Beef before, and then I just kind of drifted away from it because I was so busy and I had other things to do. Beef is on Netflix. It's a Korean drama set in America, and it's centered around these two characters that have a bit of a road rage incident and then fall out with each other and then are hell-bent on trying to kind of ruin each other's lives for some strange reason. And you kind of find out more and more about why they're so angry or bitter or why they feel that life's been unfair to them. I just loved it. Just blown me away. The final episode is just so good. They've done it so well. And then the final scene is utterly heartbreaking. I just absolutely think it's one of the best things I've seen in ages. I'm sure lots of people have watched it anyway. But the final episode just taps into something I'm just really kind of fascinated by. It's to do with perception, I guess, self-perception, your perception of the world and how you can change it. And I don't really kind of want to say
any more about it
other than that it's just good. It's just really good. And I believe my son was telling me that it's a debut writer-director guy. So what I love about new people coming into this space really is they bring something completely new with them when they come.
Yes, totally. This is what they're not afraid to just try something.
There's a saying which I've talked about before: when you become a prisoner of your own experience, and I think people who work in TV and drama very quickly become boxed in by their own experience. Yes. And when someone's no experience, essentially, they're not boxed in. No. So, Ricky Gervais is a brilliant example of this. Never written anything, never directed anything, never acted in anything, and creates the world's biggest and most successful sitcom ever. You can only do that if you've never done it before. Do you know what I mean? Because you just walk into it and say, fuck all them rules. I'm not going to do this. I'm going to do that, you know.
It's also you have to be fucking brave.
Yes, absolutely. But you are
fearless.
People
will be telling you the whole time, that's not how we do it.
Yeah.
You just go, well, I do.
But B feels to me like that. It's like, it feels like it's just broken a few barriers and pushed itself
in
different directions.
It's so interesting because I've dipped into like 1, 3 and 5 or something on Beef.
Mm.
And the first one I just found incredibly anxious with the fight. And then 3 and 5, I was like, oh, okay, I'm beginning to understand what's going on here. But what I think is interesting is the way that you see that anger is so damaging to you who feels the anger. Yeah. And I think in a more and more angry world where people get angry about everything, it is really good to see a drama which sees how detrimental that can be to you and the people around you. That it's toxic anger. Like you've got to find a way of letting it go because it will hurt you.
Yeah. I think one of the things I liked about it is just made me think a lot about the things that you get upset about and the things that make you feel a bit down or a bit low. You can actually let go of them. Mm. It's not easy, but you can find a place where you can find love where there isn't any, I think. And that's what I really like about it, you know. Anyway, it's just really, really bloody good.
I feel like we should wrap up.
Yeah, me too. We've got lots of other things to talk about. Can I just mention one other thing? Is my Zaha Berlin shoes turned up? I just love them so much.
They are so fucking nice. I've sworn a lot on this podcast, but they are really,
yeah,
really
they're
good.
So good. I've got them on at the moment.
They're so good.
They're
so good.
They're for my feet.
They are for you. They've made for your feet. Oh. Your feet are slim.
Yeah.
And small,
and
beautiful,
dinky
and dainty,
dainty,
and they fit you perfectly.
But I just want to put a warning on this, is there's an import tax to pay on it because of the Brexit thing. It cost me an extra £64. So they are expensive, these shoes. Can we go to Berlin?
Yes.
To buy shoes.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, we'd have some brilliant things to recommend if we went to Berlin.
Yeah.
Let's go to Berlin.
Yeah, let's do that. Couple of shout-outs. Yeah.
I'm just mouthing at Michael, we're going to Berlin.
When we go to that place, we could fly into Berlin.
What place? Oh, aye.
And then go to the place.
Yeah.
I've got a shout-out. Yeah. Can we do a couple of shout-outs? We've got time. Yeah. We've been doing 48 minutes.
Yeah.
You all right?
Yeah. I'm really tired. I've had a very long day.
You have, yeah. This is from Dawn.
Oh,
Dawn messaged me, not
did
Dawn French.
She? Dawn?
Yeah, no, I'm just telling you, it's from a person called Dawn.
I thought you were saying Dawn. You looked at me like I know her.
I know, but
I thought it was Dawn French, that's why.
I loved this message.
Oh,
that's
go
why
on,
I'm
then.
Looking at you,
I'd
girl,
love,
mate.
Okay.
I nearly read it out at the beginning.
So, Dawn is special because she's written us.
She's written to me.
An amazing message.
It didn't come to making the cut, it came to me.
Personally?
Yeah.
Okay,
and I
I'm
thought,
ready.
Oh, so, but I did that thing where I read it but didn't reply, and then I've been feeling guilty for quite a long time because I want to reply to Dawn, but I thought, do you know what, I'm not going to reply, I'm going to read it out on this podcast.
Wait, I've got, I need to do something.
Yeah? Oh.
I've handed Michael a tissue because there's every chance he's going to cry.
No, not while he's reading this. It's quite long, so I'm going to try and kind of condense it down. But it's first of all.
Wait, am I going to get the full glory of it if you condense it down?
It's enormous.
Is it?
Yeah, but I'm just going to give it. She said.
Oh my God, amazing!
So Dawn has bought one of my products. I think she's bought the photo's gone, but I think she's bought the MD London Blue. And she said, I can't wait for these to arrive. So maybe she's bought the straighteners. Yeah. But thanks, Dawn. It says, you'll have to bear with me. This is going to be a long one. So after 3.5 weeks, I've listened to the whole 132 episodes.
Holy shit balls.
Yeah.
done.
Late coming to the party, I know.
Oh my God, this is amazing.
I actually don't know where to start. Firstly, I just want to say thank you for brightening the dark days when everything seems so bleak. And thank you for making me belly laugh, cry, and the advice over grief. I think we talked a bit about grief with your sister and your dad. And things
your
have been
granny.
Going on, my gran, my mum, and the dog.
Oh God. You
know. Honestly, it's been like having two best friends in my ear for the last couple of weeks when I've been at work. I lost my mum to lung cancer 5 years ago, and I've just been plodding along, not dealing with any of the emotional side of it, trying to just pretend it hasn't happened, if that makes sense. I know, I'm holding a tissue. I know you didn't have the best relationship with your mum, Davina, and I'm so sorry for that. I know you had your mum to take the place. You put mum in capital letters,
yeah,
Gabby, to show you how amazing they can be.
Yeah.
My mum was my best friend, and we did everything together. We were more like sisters, and her diagnosis shocked us both to the core, and her battle was tough. Diagnosed at 56, passing away just before her 57th birthday.
So quite similar to Caroline. Yeah. That's so young.
She knew I'd be broken without her.
Oh,
and I'm trying
God.
To do everything I can to make her proud. But my God, life is tough without her. You talking about the grieving process has really helped me try and get a grip on things. Not only that, but all the other advice along the way and all the other general life scenarios and recommendations, from choppers to ancient and brave to blow. Sorry, Michael. I haven't bought one of these yet, but it's on the list. Yeah, it must have been the straighteners, but thank you. I'm sorry you lost your pup so young. Those episodes, I was crying with you. Dogs are so special. Yeah, and yes, you guessed it. I work with dogs daily as my own sanity. I don't really know where I'm going with this message, to be honest, but I had it all planned out. But I've forgotten most of what I wanted to say. I'm sorry. I'm blaming the prospect of being 40 in July on that. Anyway, I have a recommendation for you, as I've not heard you mention it. It's such a beautiful film. Rating 7.5 on IMDb. It's 2 hours, 3 minutes long.
I love the fact that in the 3.5 weeks she's learned how long it needs to be.
Yeah.
The IMDb. Oh, Dawn.
It says, as Amanda Seyfried in it, Kevin Costner, and produced by Patrick Dempsey, Mr. Dreamy from Grey's Anatomy, and is based on a book. It's called The Art of Racing in the Rain. So I've never heard of it.
I've never heard of it. Hang on.
You
I'm
will need
write that
tissues,
down.
But I think you
oh,
will.
Oh, I love
it.
That.
Anyway, I just want to say I love you both. Don't ever split up. Yeah, don't worry about that.
Don't worry about that.
I don't think I'd cope. Keep doing what you're doing. Thank you. You are just being bloody amazing. So, Dawn, you didn't leave your surname, and I probably wouldn't have read that out anyway. But that is a really brilliant, bloody, lovely message. And the idea that you've listened to all of that.
But you know what I like is she feels like she's with two best friends, but she does know us really well.
Yeah,
because I try not to talk about us in any interviews. Mm-hmm. But if I'm ever with a journalist and they want to know about us, I always just say, listen to the podcast. That's like who we are. Mm. And when I feel like our listeners are with us,
yes.
I do feel like we're in a room with our listeners because we don't have cameras here and it's just you and me recording. It feels like quite an intimate thing. And I like, you know, I love the fact that they're involved. We want them to be involved. And I love the fact that they tell us about their life stories. You know, for me to hear that Dawn lost her mum at, you know, diagnosis at 56, that's so fucking young.
It's you, right?
And it's so, yeah, it's me this year.
Yeah.
Ooh, I mean, it's not right. And, you know, I've learned a lot on this pod from things that we've recommended. Donna Ashworth, her words of that book of grief, her poetry was immensely helpful. Like, we've been through a lot together, all of us.
I know.
You know, especially...
Well, all the lockdown and everything.
Yeah, it's been really amazing.
Yeah.
So that was such a nice message. So thank you, Dawn.
We'll keep the episodes coming, Dawn.
Yeah, don't worry. We're going to keep you occupied. Okay, I've got a documentary recommendation from you. This is from Jenny Chantler. Currently on Netflix, Longest Third Date.
Mm.
Oh.
I've seen the trailer for this.
I've heard about this. Yeah. I haven't seen the trailer. Is it
really
good?
It's really good, yeah.
It's about two people who went to Costa Rica on a third date as a spontaneous thing. But whilst there, everywhere closed down due to COVID, and they were stuck there for a couple of months. The guy captured everything on video, so you get to watch everything as it happened. Mm. It's a great watch. I love your pod. It's like listening to your best mates. It's kept me going through my commute for teacher training. Oh, teacher training. She's just finished teacher training.
Congratulations.
Yay, Jenny. Well done.
Good work.
Yeah, longest third date. That sounds brilliant.
Yeah, I did watch the trailer for that, and we nearly watched it one night because I was looking for something for us to watch, and we nearly ended up doing that. Let's just read one more out. What have we got here? 13th of April. This is from Sarah VB. It says, Raina Wynne, The Salt Path.
The Salt Path, a book.
Is an amazing true story and demonstrates the benefits of the outdoors. That probably ties in slightly to beef. You know you both like music. Did you catch the Young Fathers at Glastonbury yesterday? That way they were on Friday. They've been around for a while, but are new to me. Really interesting sound. Mm. So good, I watched it again on Playa. They get better the longer they were on stage. This is what's so good about music festivals, the opportunity to hear music you would not necessarily come across. The
I same so agree with that.
Who's got a few years ago with the Idols. Are the Idols or
Idols.
Idols, yeah, I know them. They're really good.
I'll tell you who I saw the other day.
Missy Tobb. Little Missy Tobb. Yes.
There are two bands that I absolutely loved at Glastow. Mm-hmm. So there was the Hives.
Yeah, brilliant. But we saw them.
They were warming up for the Arctic Monkeys, and they were amazing. Mm. But in a very similar... What's the name of the guys that Joel loves and we were watching?
The Viagra Boys.
Fuck me.
Ever good, weren't
they? The Viagra Boys from flipping Sweden.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, they're so...
Yeah.
They're so good. It's when a band harnesses an energy and they have a power. Radiohead have that. Mm. Coldplay have that spirituality.
Yeah, amazing, yeah.
But the Viagra Boys are off the flipping charts. So good.
Yeah.
And Rick Astley, what is going on? He was also... No, not joking. He was so good.
He was, but do you know what it was like? I was because I watched some of it today. Even it's Monday. Is it Monday today? Monday today. Yeah. I watched some of it today, and it was like he was basically saying, "I know you just thought I put a suit on and danced around back in the '80s, but I actually can do all of this: drums, guitar, singing all these songs, AC/DC, The Smiths, his old songs." I was like, "Okay, we get it, Rick. You are a very talented, brilliant musician." That wasn't a criticism, by the way. It was just a very funny observation.
But he is.
And the place loved him. And I want to say, me and Joel, my youngest, sat down and watched Elton John from start to finish last night live as it went out. And I absolutely loved it. And even he did. He said, "I don't like Elton John." He said, "But bloody hell, this is really good, isn't it?" And did you know it's the single most watched Glastonbury performance ever in the history of televised Glastonbury? Yeah, nearly 8 million people watched it last night. That's pretty good going, isn't it, you know?
Yes, it is. It's really amazing. Sorry.
It's all right.
That is not surprising, though.
Yeah.
He still sounds...
He sounds
so
great.
Good.
And I said to Joel, as soon as he's done Rocket Man, we'll go and play some music together, you know, because he was desperate to play a bit of music last night. And Rocket Man was the final song. It's like, sorry, we had to wait till the end. I thought, he'll do Rocket Man in a minute and we'll go and do some music. It hit like 10 past 11 and he came out and he went, "This is the last song, Rocket Man." I was like, fuck.
Aww.
Superb. I love Rocket Man.
Just to show you something very quickly.
Oh, God, yeah. That's Lee Francis and Paddy McGuinness being Rick Astley.
But then doing the Rick... on Lee Francis's page, but I fear it's a long way away, he once posted the outtakes of him and Paddy doing that.
Oh.
And I saved it for like...
When you were feeling
6 months,
down.
When I was feeling a bit down.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It made me laugh so much.
Love Lee Francis or Keith Lemon or whatever you want to call
him. So funny. Oh, my God. And he won Portrait Artist of the Year.
Yes, he did. Congratulations, Lee Francis. You're an absolutely brilliant artist, I think.
So brilliant.
Very good. Okay, ladies and gents, let's wrap this up.
Oh, my goodness.
It's nice to speak to you.
Having said, let's finish 15 minutes ago. Yeah. I was like, actually, I've got a second wind. I'm ready to go again.
You go and watch Ted Lasso.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Take care, everyone. See you soon.
Bye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.